So today we get to chat with Sue Kindrigan of the City of Quincy to chat about the Board of License Commissioners meeting that took place on March 22nd. Sue, thanks for spending some time with us to tell us what happened.
Yeah. No problem. Happy to be here.
So before we start, it's still remote meetings. Is that right, on Zoom?
It is remote. It was remote, obviously, last night. It will be remote again on April 5th. And then the hope is that we are live in person the following 2 weeks later, which I think is April 19th. But we'll update that when we put the agenda out for that hearing. But that's the goal.
Okay, very good. I know a lot of boards and commissions are starting to migrate back in person. So it's nice that things are getting a little more comfortable.
I know. Yeah. Seriously, back to normal.
Exactly. So it looks like a pretty busy meeting. Six items on the agenda.
Yes. So would you just like me to walk through those?
If you would, please. Yeah.
Yep. So the first item, the first three actually are regular events that have taken place over the years in Quincy, and nice to see these types of events coming back after a couple year hiatus. But the first one, Courtney Perdios was at the meeting to request a permit for the Point Webster and Clifford Marshall, like a family fun day. So this is a 1.5 mile run this year. Generally, it's been 1 mile. They're adding a half mile, and they'll be going from Point Webster to Clifford Marshall School. They've got both schools involved in it this year, and they did it 2 years previous to the sort of hiatus with the COVID, and then now they're back. This one, I think, will be the third time they do it.
Okay, and this was to raise money for the PTO?
The PTO, yes.
So I'm guessing that was unanimously approved.
Yes, five to nothing. Yep, that was approved. The second item was the Ragnar events. This is a relay that is through New England. It's a New England event. It starts in Groton, Connecticut. These events actually take place all over the country. The New England event is a 200-mile relay that starts in Groton, Connecticut, a running relay, and ends at Squanum Point Park in Quincy. So the first year that these folks did this through Quincy was last year in October, actually. They're generally in the spring, but they had delayed it and then were able to do it in October. It's fairly minimal impact to the city because they run in a relay and they run 24 hours a day, is my understanding, but they do come through Quincy through down Washington Street. They have a meeting spot at the Y, just a short rest at the YMCA parking lot, and then they go all the way down Quincy Shore Drive, ending in Squanum Point Park. So that's the end of the 200 miles at Squanum Point Park, and that will be on May 21st of this year. Folks might notice placards, I think they were blue, I noticed them last year, on the streets just telling runners where to go. But they're small teams, they don't close any streets, they really have minimal support, but it does go through Quincy on that day.
Okay. Do you know what it raises money for, Sue? I'm not...
They have a lot of various charitable partners that they mentioned on the call last night. I think one of the main ones they mentioned was Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, but they do raise money for all different charities, I think, maybe dependent on where they are. I think they've got some Connecticut specific ones that they mentioned because they go through Connecticut. They will make a donation to our YMCA because they use the YMCA. So they have a lot of different partners that they support.
Nice.
And that also had a unanimous vote from the board.
Very good.
The third item was also something that folks would be familiar with, the National MS Society. They do their MS Cape Cod Getaway. So that is an annual two-day event in Massachusetts, but it begins at the State Street Complex in Quincy. So that's where the riders begin their two-day trek to P-Town. That's where it ends. And then they come back to State Street Complex on Sunday of that weekend to pick up cars and whatnot. They're they're transported via vehicle on the Sunday, but they do start out from the State Street complex and ride through the streets of Quincy, but they start early, 7:30, so they're off Quincy roads usually before 9 in the morning on that day, and that is June 25th this year.
Okay. Nice. You know, like you say, nice to see some these events.
Yeah. Back, yeah. Exactly. And I think you'll see that at our next hearing as well. I think we have the Best Buddies that is always comes through Quincy, and they'll be back again this year as well. That's on next month's agenda. The hearing agenda item number 4 was for the Happy Duck. This is a small takeout kiosk type place within the Cam Man. They have several different small businesses within that complex, and this is a new one that's opening up in the Cam Man. You know, no seats or anything, just takeout. And I think they were focusing on like stews with duck, obviously, with the name, and different vegetables. But that will be within the Cam Man, and that also was approved unanimously.
Very good.
The item number 5, which had been continued from March 8th, just due to some scheduling conflicts, is the Quench Juicery that's been on Hancock Street for quite some time at 1515 Hancock is changing owners. So there's a new owner coming in here with a rebranding to be called the Magic Bowl. The focus will be very similar to what the Quench had offered, but the gentleman, Marion, that was at the hearing, they're going to shift maybe some menu items off and focus a little bit on the acai bowls, which are very popular nowadays. So that shouldn't be too much of a change, just as he said, a rebranding and maybe some small tweaks to the menu at that location at 1515 Hancock Street.
Okay, very good.
Also approved unanimously. Number 6, also continued from the previous hearing, was just a straight transfer of a liquor license. So the Lucky Dragon, which has a beer and wine license and has been there on Scammell Street for quite some time, is changing ownership. So that is a transfer of the liquor license that needs local approval, and then that application will go into the state for their ultimate approval before anything can happen there. And that was approved unanimously as well.
Okay, the board was in a unanimous mood. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. There were a couple other items at the end, not votes or anything, just updates that the Three Guys Smoke Shop at 5 Copeland put an application in with the state to get a Keno monitor. They have existing Keno there. That's just to give anybody an opportunity if there were any concerns, then the city could object, but there were no concerns raised there. And then more just an informational update, as I'm sure people had seen the signage change and everything, but Quirk, the Quirk Hyundai is now going in on that location on McGrath Highway, right sort of by the Stop and Shop there. So that was more of an informational, no vote needed on that one. And that was everything that took place last evening. And then the next hearing is April 5th, 2022. And as you had mentioned, that will also be via Zoom.
Okay, very fantastic. So appreciate the update.
No problem.
If you could, I know I mentioned before we started recording, but just explain the liquor license permit fee action.
Oh, sure. Yes. So similar to the year prior, the mayor had reached out to the license board requesting that the license board waive the annual liquor license fee for on-premise. So for restaurants, bars and restaurants, they pay an annual fee ranging anywhere from $2,000 if you have full liquor. Beer and wine is less at $1,500, and some of the clubs are less than that. But in any event, they pay that fee in December each year for the next year. So the mayor had requested that those fees again be waived, just in, you know, recognition of an industry that has certainly struggled over the past couple years. And so the board, that was a unanimous vote. So those fees were waived for those folks.
Okay, very good. And then for outdoor dining, will permits be required for outdoor dining? Do you know?
So a lot of the restaurants in the city, have made their the temporary spaces that were permitted during during COVID, they've actually gone and done the whole formal permitting process through us in the state to make those outdoor spaces permanent. Those that haven't, yes, the state, those are scheduled to expire April 1st, those temporary permits at the state level. They're saying those are expiring. That being said, the city of Quincy will continue to allow those, and I would say with some exceptions, and we'll be, you know, working with folks as need be on which ones might need some tweaking going into the warmer weather. But yeah, it does appear that those things at the state level are sort of winding down as we get back to normal life again. But there is always a channel, and folks could come to the license board to talk to us about, you know, any desire to look at making those types of spaces permanent spaces and going through the standard procedure that sort of was waived during the past couple of years. So we'd be happy to talk to folks and help them do that if that's something that they're interested in.
Okay, great. Good to know. Appreciate it. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay, I appreciate you sitting in for Nikki.
No problem.
She's in danger now, so you did a great job. So.
Oh well, I don't think she has to worry about that.
But I do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.